we pick up our thoughts here on what we believe, right? We've been kind of going through the Apostles' Creed as we talk about basically what makes a Christian, right? What are some of the beliefs, biblical beliefs, that we have to hold to be faithful to our faith? And so we've been looking at and working through. Today we're going to talk about Christ as the sacrifice. Hopefully you're singing the songs this morning. You picked up the theme of Calvary, of the cross, of what Christ has done for us, right? We come to that part in the Apostles' Creed where we start talking about Jesus, and this is the part probably above all things I get excited about. It's talk about Jesus, right? We can talk about a lot of different things, and I find myself finding conversations with so many today talking about all kinds of stuff. And I don't mind talking about all this stuff. There's a lot to talk about today. But the most important thing is what about Jesus? Talk about this. We've been talking about these. How you answer that question really falls in. Whether you're saved or not. Of whether you go to a place called heaven or a place called hell. Jesus asked his disciples in Matthew, right? We've been talking about this the last couple of weeks. But he said, who do people say that I am? And they came up with all kinds of different things. And today, so many people want to use the name Jesus and kind of just tack it on to what they want. Instead of how Jesus reveals himself in the Word of God. Who do you say that I am? And of course, Simon Peter answered in verse 16. Says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. We talk about how Jesus is what? He is both God, and he is also what? Man. Because he was God, he was sinless. Because he was man, he was able to die for us. And both those are fundamental truths come in. And because of that, he is qualified to be our sacrifice. That part of the Apostles' Creed we look at and follow it through says what? He said, we believe in God the Father, Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day rose again. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, and the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. The part we're going to pull off on this, we talk about, he suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified, died, and was buried. Now, I mentioned earlier that Easter is coming up. This is a great opportunity for us to invite someone to church. People are more receptive during this period of time. And I always kind of say, look, Easter is kind of like part two of Christmas. That Jesus came, right? And we celebrate that. Around the world, people will celebrate Christmas. I always find it as a blessing as you're in the stores and you will hear Christmas songs talking about Jesus. But then the next day, the tree gets put away and the wrappings all thrown away and we forget the rest of the story, if you will, right? Jesus came as a babe, but there's more. He grew. He lived. And he what? Died. That he came to be that sacrifice for us. And of course, next week we're going to talk about the resurrection, how he was victorious over death. That's the celebration of Easter. That the work was accomplished on the cross for you and I, but he came. The Apostles' Creed talks about he suffered under Pontius Pilate. The first idea here is that he suffered. Isaiah tells us he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. As we think of the fact that Christ took upon himself our sin, but physically he was beaten. Pilate had him scourged. Now, years ago, I was given a pamphlet from a doctor, and it talks about just the beating and the scourging and the crucifixion from a doctor's point of view of all that physically he went through. It is horrific. And I took an opportunity during the morning service and read part of this pamphlet from a medical point of view of all that happened to Jesus physically even before the cross. And I was at the back door, as I traditionally do, and shaking the hands of everyone who left for coming. And this one lady came up to me. She goes, "Pastor, I have a problem with you." I'm like, "Oh, what?" She goes, "Why do you have to talk about blood so much? Why do you have to talk about the suffering that Christ went through?" She goes, "We're beyond that. This is, at this point, it was probably 1990s. This is the 1990s. Haven't we moved on from that?" And I just looked there. I said, "Ma'am, you're sorely mistaken. It is through the blood of Christ that we are forgiven. It is through his stripes, as Isaiah tells us, that we are healed. We never get beyond that. It's the foundation of our salvation, of what he did for us." Then here, Galatians, Paul tells them, it says, "And Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become the curse for us. As written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.'" That he took the curse. As we think about the crucifixion, as we think about the nails and the crown of thorns and the spear in his side, as we think about the beatings and the scourging and the mockings of all that happened to him, that curse that happened to him was supposed to be me. That is a penalty for my sin. You can say, "Amen, Pastor. Yeah, you're a sinner." Well, guess what? You're one too. And it was for you he took that. It shows us two aspects of all this. That, look, he suffered so greatly because that is how bad our sin is. We want to kind of poo-poo sin and say it's not that bad. The Bible says if you commit one sin, guess what? You're guilty of it all. We want to justify it and look at each other and say, "Well, my sin's not as bad as yours, or that person down the street." The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The Bible says even further, if we say we have no sin, we are a liar and the truth is not in us. That the suffering of Christ upon the cross not only showed